Time to talk greyhounds with George Farrugia.
Looking for the top dogs. The Greyhound Form Express.
Sandown, the venue we're going to concentrate on with greyhound racing in Victoria today. There are a handful of meetings, of course, with Sandown Park Sale and, of course, the Healesville meeting that is underway. Sandown is where George is going to provide us the quarter. George, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan. How are you today?
Very well, thank you. How have we found this card at Sandown today?
Yeah, it's a good card, and we've got one greyhound called Rebellious that we just can't wait to see for his city debut. He's in the later legs of the quaddie. Very interesting to see if he just gets clear running what time he can run. Another one, another fast one in the Jason Thompson kennel. Of course, they had Kalinda Paddy trial 34.11 at the Meadows yesterday in preparation for the Speedstar midweek. So really looking forward to the next week of greyhound racing.
Yeah, Speedstar's going to be a cracker on Wednesday in the twilight. First leg of the quaddie today, though, is a grade 5 over the 5.15. Gets underway at 8 minutes after 3. 5 is a vacant box, 7 to run. Johan Bale in flying form, he's $1.90. Perfect Colour, $3.50. Dark Arrow, $5.50. Out to Why Not Opal at $7.
Yeah, that price is right, I reckon, Brendan. Probably even a touch shorter on his recent efforts. I thought his runs last starting 29.54 was really good. He showed good speed running 5.04. Yes, he's off a wide draw and it's hard to cross from the pink at Sandown, but if he goes close to 5.04, I think he'd be able to do it again. He's incredibly hard to beat. I think he's just really starting to work it out. He's in a purple patch of form at the moment. The only danger, I think, is Perfect Colour. If he brings his A game, he's got a PB of 29.69. He won at Bendigo 3 starts ago in 23.83, showed good speed that day. He's a talented greyhound. He's won 17 times. He's no slouch. So 8 to beat 4 to open us up in the quaddie.
Second leg of the quaddie. This race is over the 515. 5 a vacant box once again. Scratching the vacant box is 5. Don't Tell Bluey off the outside for Brendan Purcell, looking to continue on that winning run, $2. Peaky Pub on his day is a smart chase of $4. Lucky Lance, $488.50. Romeo Barlazzi's Get a Job.
Yeah, 8 to beat 3 and 1. Don't Tell Bluey. Started his career really well. He's won his last 3. His time's around the 29.4, 29.5 mark at Sandown. Brendan Purcell, I heard him get an interview saying he's just a greyhound that does a lot right for a young dog. And, yeah, look, he's had to contend with wide draws and handled them quite well, and I think he can win again. Don't Tell Bluey got him on top here, a son of Suffragette, of course, who won a launching pad. Of the others, Peaky Pub, totally agree with you, Brendan. I mean, he's got a lot of speed, this greyhound. He has placed in all 4 times at Sandown. He has won at the Meadows. Some of his wins at Geelong more recently were very good as well. So Peaky Pub definitely in the money. Number one, Romeo Bale, has got a very good record off inside draws, especially off box one. It's the first time he's drawn it in a while. At his best too, he can really run the hands off the clock. He's gone as quick as 25.20, for instance, at Ballarat. Yes, that was in March, so a long time ago, but he can show speed and he's drawn well, as we said. 8 to beat 3-1.
The third leg of the quaddie, grade 5 over the 5.15, third heat of this series, 3 and 6 vacant boxes. Blue Tiger is the favourite here at $2.70, Fractured $2.90, Island Bale at 5, Hustle Hard $5, and Waldemar Bale $8.50.
Yeah, look, Fractured on top for me, number 7. Yeah, look, he hasn't won in his last 4, but look, at his best, he's the best greyhound in the race. He's got a PB of 29.25. Can be a little bit hit or miss, a box rise. I suppose the wide draw is a bit of a concern, but it is a small field with the 6 runners, and I think if he can get any clear running, he'll be the greyhound to beat. Blue Tiger, clearly the danger. Got more ability to that first corner especially, so he can set up his race nice and early. Another one with a very good PB, this track and distance. And Xylon Bale off box one again. His last win has come off the red. It was in 30 and 22 at the Meadows. Showed good speed that day as well. So 7 to beat 4-1 in race 7.
Final leg of the quaddie, race number 8, the fourth heat of this grade 5 series. 5 is out, Rebellious, $1.20. Invictus Jason, $4.80. Demolition at 10 big wings, $13.
Yeah, I was wondering what odds he'd come up at, and I think $1.20 is understandable. 25.24, Brendan. I mean, you do calling it at Geelong. You probably wouldn't have seen too many greyhounds run that quick. That was 3 starts ago. He began really well that day, 2 in 6.42. Look, if he just nails the start, I mean, he's going to be incredibly hard to beat. Some of the greyhounds he's been racing against for a young dog, including Quara Bale at Warrigal 3 starts ago. Look, if he just begins cleanly, I'll be really interested to see what he can run. He's clearly the on-top tip. If you want to throw in a few others, Number four, Demolition, he's certainly no slouch. He's got a good record here. He's placed in 10 and 15. Number one, Invictus Jackson. A good pup as well. Has won 3 out of 7 this track and distance. Got down to 29.42. So again, it's a grade five on paper, but I don't think it's essentially a grade five with some of the talent in this race. But 6 to be 4 and 1 in the last leg of the quad.
Recap of the quarter numbers and best bet for the program, please, George.
4 and 8 in the first leg. Second leg, 1, 3 and 8. Third leg, 1, 4 and 7. We come home with number 6, Rebellious. I think it's safe to take him one out there. Best bet. Earlier in the program, race 4, number 8, More Deductions, a greyhound trained by Ned McDonald. Look, he's not in great form, I suppose. He hasn't won in a little while. His last good run, I suppose, was off this box where he ran second behind Chopscotch, ran 29.58 that day. I think a replication of that, he should be winning this race. Race 4, number 8, More Deductions.
The Speedstar on Wednesday, George, just quickly get your thoughts on some of these. In the 5.25 at the moment, Weblec Blazer, Aston Kane, Aston Rupee, Quarabale, Fernando Mick, Blends, Japara, Paddy Wants Pats are the 8 at the top of the qualifying ties. Now it's going to go down to whether all of these greyhounds nominate or not, but you'd think Blends might be hard to beat in a two-dog race. If he can get out on the bunny by himself, he might be pretty hard to run down and post a pretty slick tie.
Yeah, look, people look at it both ways. Some people say, well, he's a little bit more exposed because the other greyhound's probably got the sit on him, but I agree with you. I mean, he's just been a greyhound. He's been drawing wide, and even in that Cranbourne Classic last night, of course, taken out by La La Kiwi, congratulations to Connection. He's been in races, Brendan, where he has been challenged early, like Shimmer Classic yesterday, 5.26 to the mark. He's just ridiculous. So you're right. I think he'll be getting out and go, and you know he's going to run you the 29.80 mark. But I think you've hit the nail on the head. It'll be interesting to see who actually nominates. Maybe Quarabale gets a rest. Now I'm not too sure. She might come straight back into it. She might love racing and thrive on it. So that'll be very interesting to see where we go. But, yeah, I think all the interest surrounds Cablenz for that series.
In the 600, Christo Bale, fastest qualifier, 34.15, but Zach's entity sizzled around in 34.18, putting himself second on the list over the 600, but the likes of Zipping Rambo, lightly raced, but Flying Gypsy Wyong amongst the ones at the top of the list there?
Yeah, of course, a couple of those won't go around. Obviously, Christo Bale have been retired. Zipping Rambo, not been retired, but I think he's on the sidelines. But as we said, Kalinda Paddy jumped to the top of the leaderboard last night, running 34.11. And Zach Zenity, I mean, you know, again, two young dogs. Zach Zenity has only had a couple of starts, and for him to run that time, Calgrino's wasted no time in getting him over 600 metres. And his run-home time was absolutely ridiculous in the trial. So watch out for those two, especially. Gypsy Wyong is a greyhound, I think, who could be one of our next staying sensations. She won at Ballarat over the 660, Brendan, on Wednesday. And I think 700's just in her tea leaves going forward. But be lovely to see her over the 600-metre Speedstar for sure. That is a cracking series. Out of all of them, probably the 600 holds the most interest.
Certainly does. Hank the Hustler, fastest qualified of the 700s. Rock on Jimmy propelled himself up the board with a 42.73 trial on Wednesday.
Yeah, look, it's pretty open series, to be honest. But you'd think the one-on-one nature would suit Hank the Hustler. Especially if he begins well, he's a greyhound that gets on the bunny and he's hard to run down. But he's certainly not a greyhound that's running 42.40s where he's seemingly unbeatable over this type of distance. So there's going to be a couple of competitors, but you'd have to say Hank the Hustler would be tough to beat over the 7.25.
Looking forward to it on Wednesday, George. Thanks very much for your input this morning. Look forward to your contribution over the week.
No worries. Have a good week, mate.